None.
I just brought Jasmine her birthday cake.
Looked like a wedding cake.
I got a hernia.
It was, it's huge.
So big.
Happy birthday.
So big.
Thank you.
Again, Ernie Skatton's daughter made it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Yep.
Happy birthday tomorrow.
So the challenge for Jasmine is to eat that entire cake. We have 27 minutes left in the bonus hour. Can she eat it all?
This is the big 3-0, right?
The big 3-0.
Oh, this is
big. This is a big one.
Yep.
I didn't know if that was for air.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's fine.
Not for air.
When you're older, when you're old, as old as we are, like the big 3-0 is exciting. You're not afraid to admit you're 30.
Right.
Jerry Nunn's here. When did you hit the big 3-0?
Jerry, are you 30 yet? You might not even be 30 yet.
It's been a few moons. 30, but you know, I'm heading to 50 in January.
Are you really?
I'm going to do a big fundraiser for my 50th.
Dude, you look, I swear to God, I thought you were in your 30s.
Well, thanks.
Yep.
I'm not even kidding.
I'll take it.
It's living the clean life, Jerry. That's what it is.
It is. Yeah. No more drinking, no more carousing.
Yep. So those days are over.
I'm picking up the slack. There's carousing. I haven't heard that word in a while.
You've seen on Jerry's Facebook page, he likes to post pictures of himself with the A-stars of the world.
How about it?
And can we mention a couple of them that have happened in the last month?
Yeah.
Brie Larson. I saw you with Brie Larson.
Yeah.
How did that happen? That was great.
Well, I went up to her and I'm like, you're one of the best actresses around today.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, like she was really, she seemed touched.
Yeah.
She could have been acting.
She was a nice lady?
Yeah, she was. She was.
Don't say so lady. That just makes her sound
she
old.
She was a nice dame?
Yes.
That's better.
Yeah, so she was really great.
Yeah. Who else? Give us some other big names from this
Rocket
month.
Man. I got to meet Rocket Man.
Taron Edgerton. Edgerton?
Yeah. And so he came up and hugged me. He was a hugger. And I did not go in for the hug, so he came at me.
He initiated the hug.
He started it.
That's awesome.
So that was fun.
All right, so there's two big names. Give us one more.
Chris Hemsworth was
there. Oh, did you meet Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, Mr. Tall.
Chris Hemsworth.
You want to say Crimson?
Crimson Hemsworth?
Yeah. So he's tall. I was
where
like, hey,
did
Mr.
you run
tall.
Into him?
This was all at this Ace comic convention.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's impressive.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of fun.
He's didn't Thor.
He Wait, he's Thor. Didn't he marry Maria Shriver's daughter? Is that the right Hemsworth?
No, that's Chris.
Liam Hemsworth, right?
No.
There's so many Hemsworths.
It's not a Hemsworth. Oh. It's Chris from the Jurassic Park movies.
Oh, and from Chris Pine.
Chris Pratt.
Oh, Chris Pratt.
I get
okay.
the
so many Chris's.
The yeah.
yeah.
There's a lot of Chris's out there.
Yeah. Well, we need to focus on Thanksgiving because that's coming up.
Yeah.
So I brought in some Thanksgiving food from the Gas and the Grocer. And did you guys,
I just tell you, this is the most novel and delicious idea I've ever heard of.
Mm.
That little Thanksgiving ball or whatever it's called.
Bite. Mm-hmm.
It is.
What do you
really
got in
cute.
There? What's playing
it
out
looks
in
like a giant crunchy meatball. So you're wondering, oh, I don't know what it is, but I like.
I thought
balls.
It was, when I originally saw it, I thought it was one of those arancini balls.
That's
you know,
what
the
I thought,
balls?
Too. Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I thought it was at first.
Because it's a breaded ball, and it's, I'm sorry, you got to grab one when they're sitting there. And I couldn't believe, just would you guys grow up? I mean, really, it's
Happy
portable.
Happy birthday, Jasmine. Are you enjoying your birthday party?
I really am.
All right.
But we're having a ball.
So you bite into it, and it's...
Thanksgiving in your mouth.
Yep.
It is.
It's got turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, peas, and pepper jack cheese.
Yeah.
So it's in stores this fall. It's just coming to Gas and Grocer.
You can walk while you're having Thanksgiving dinner and enjoy the Thanksgiving bite.
How about that?
It's pretty delicious.
And they gave us cranberry sauce to dip it in. Which
even
is
more
brilliant.
Thanksgiving-y.
Very tangy and good.
Yeah.
And so some squash risotto cakes, a turkey sandwich. I mean, they're amazing. And then, of course, they're great cupcakes.
You can cater this, right?
All their food is so good.
It really is. Everything I've had there.
Yeah, you can order in store or call 773-292-7100.
So it smells like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, that's
it's
why
the aroma of relatives being awkward around each other.
Well, we know it's your favorite holiday, Bill.
Yes.
Of all time.
Far and away.
He hates it.
He hates
it. Oh, you hate it.
I don't hate it.
You don't like turkey. You don't like
people.
We
go through this every year.
Yeah.
And you just said awkward family thing. I got to tell you, this is the best holiday we have ever in our family.
Us too. Yeah. We love it.
Wow.
Because Jim's family and my family come together. It's all about the food, not presents. We play animal bingo. My sister wraps up little prizes, which everybody enjoys. And it's not ever really awkward.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my favorite holiday. And plus, you don't like turkey. So
when it's animal bingo, you have to, do you have to spot an animal somewhere?
No, it's bingo cards that my sister's friend Linda made. And
is the turkey the center square?
No, it's just, they all work at the zoo. Like, there are toucans and...
But how do you get that point? What do you have to do to get the point?
It's a bingo card. And then
you have a caller.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought, you know how, like, you'll play car bingo when you're in the car, and it means you have to find a Ford and you have to find a Plymouth. And
do you think
find...
I have a toucan in my car?
I wondered how long the game could go on.
You do like animals.
Oh, my God.
It'll take till next Thanksgiving.
All I need is an ocelot, and I can't find
one
anywhere.
An ocelot's on there.
Is it on there?
So you just, you know, someone will be the caller, and they pull it and say, you know, a black-tailed ocelot.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh,
bingo.
Okay,
I have animal bingo.
Well, you got to get four or five in a row or corners only, but it's just fun.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, back to turkey.
Back to turkey.
He was just waiting for us to stop talking.
So, you know, November is a big month.
Yes.
Obviously, it's moving right into the holidays. So a lot of things were bleeding into the holiday season.
Because it comes so late in November this year.
Right.
Know, right, yeah.
So immediately we have Macy's is lighting their tree November 2nd. This is the 112th tree lighting ceremony they've had.
Is it getting earlier? Because I don't recall it being November 2nd.
I think there's 6 days less between Thanksgiving
six less
and
shopping days.
Oh, right. Because it's so late.
Because Thanksgiving's so late. So
yeah.
I don't know why.
So there we go.
We're, yeah. It's,
even the animal bingo time. Season, Kim, is 6 days shorter this year than it is in the past.
Go ahead and make fun of me. We have fun and enjoy each other's company.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Go right ahead and make fun.
So Macy's on State Street is going to be doing the tree lighting November 2nd. This is at noon. America's Got Talent. Brian King Joseph is going to be doing his little violin thing. He's amazing. I don't know if you.
I don't know who that
show.
Is. Brian King Joseph.
Yeah, he's a he just is, competed.
Was he a big
last,
winner on the show?
He's not a winner. He just
a
know,
contestant.
Play, yeah, he's very good though. Fun. And then a local Make-A-Wish child is going to be highlighted. They're going to have a 45-foot. Tall tree, 2,000 ornaments, and 6,600 lights.
Lights. Wow. Impressive. Good.
So, yeah. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I would still want more. I want more lights
never
all
enough.
The time.
Bring
6,000 is not enough for you.
Nope.
Okay. And then the holiday windows are going to be there for 2 months, and it's telling the animated story of Sunny the Snow Pal.
Never heard of
love
Sunny.
That story.
Who is Sunny the Snow Pal?
Never heard of him.
Gather round, kids. I don't know.
It used to be a guy named Grandpa Mistletoe, didn't it?
Maybe.
When it was Macy's. It's no longer Macy's.
Right. So
now I'm sorry. When it was Marshall Field's, it is now Macy's.
Right. Now it's in a back alley. Grandpa Mistletoe.
Right.
Sunny the Snow Pal.
Yeah.
It's an astronaut balloon.
Oh,
it's pretty cute.
Okay. Oh.
All right, well, that's what Sunny the Snow Pal is.
There we go.
Yeah.
The space-age snow girl who helps her friends make sure Santa's sleigh travels safely on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I love that.
It sounds very hip and modern.
Yeah.
All right.
A modern take. So then also there's the tree lighting ceremony that's the 106th one for in Millennium Park. And that's going to be November 22nd, so that's towards the end of the month at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do that. Well, they're going to do it at Wrigley Square, Michigan.
Do you get a discount if you go to both tree lightings, Chair?
Well, you should.
You should definitely get a couple bucks off.
Right. But free admission to these. And they're going to have all the art out there, fireworks immediately following.
Oh.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that does.
Yeah, because we're still kind of getting over summer, right?
Right.
It'd be nice to have some fireworks. So people can look into that from millenniumpark.org.
I didn't realize they do fireworks like in the fall and winter times. That's
I think New
like
Year's
that.
Eve is
that's
a big
one.
Usually popular, but
yep.
Didn't realize it came with Christmas.
Yeah. So and then we got the Thanksgiving Day parade. Yeah, that's a big one.
We watch it.
Do we know
year.
Who's hosting, Jared? Does it say who's hosting?
It says Funfield Morning. It's gonna be it doesn't say
it doesn't say.
There are gonna be some Grammy Award winning artist Jonathan Butler is gonna be performing, and our friend Denise McGowan is going to be, so she wrote this kid's book.
Right.
Did you hear about this one?
No, I didn't.
The Eleanor's Very Merry Christmas Wish, and now she's doing a musical out of
it. She's turning it into a musical.
She's got all of her talented friends to join her, so they're going to be doing that during this, the whole ceremony thing. So that's going to be great. We're going to have some Latin mariachi bands coming. I mean, it's going to be like a really fun day.
Something for everyone, Jer, would you say?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff there. Then we have...
Do concerts kind of take the month off?
I thought so, but I actually found a bunch of them at Chicago Theater. So Chicago Theater has still some good ones coming up that I noticed.
There's a really good one coming.
We've got Jerry Seinfeld, November 1st and 2nd.
Where do we know him from, Jerry?
Hosier is going to be there November 3rd
I love
and 4th.
Him.
Those are already sold out.
Yeah.
Penn and Teller, our friends, November 8th.
That would be good to see.
Brian Setzer, an old friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. He's going to do a Christmas rock show November 16th.
That would be, when is that?
November 16th.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so I haven't seen him in a while.
The full orchestra or just him on his own?
It's going to be the big band.
The big orchestra, yeah. The Brian Setzer orchestra.
That's fine, I would go to
that. Yeah, that'll be a great, get you in the mood. And that's only in the middle of November, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling live, A Night to Remember. November 17th.
What goes on there? What do they do?
I'm sure it's like clips and like...
They tell stories about Beverly Hills 90210.
Because I know that Julie Andrews is coming in December. I wanted to know if you wanted to go with
I'm
me.
Good. Oh, thank you.
Julie
I'm
Andrews
busy.
Is when?
I think
when
it's like the Tuesday, December 10th.
Don't even think. I'm going.
You have to. This is your chance.
Come on, let's go, Wendy.
A chance for what?
To be friends with Julie Andrews. You can't... This showbiz feud has to end.
No.
I just saw her on. Did you see her on with Stephen Colbert the other day?
Great.
She was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, Wendy, you got to rethink this.
She's no, but I know. First of all, to get Julie Andrews in the studio would be amazing.
Yes.
I know you're going to work extra hard and bring in all your resources just to make me feel uncomfortable.
I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
I'm not
I want you to know
to.
That Julie Andrews is our friend. She didn't know
I did not see Sound of Music, and I didn't like Victor Victoria. Those are the only things that I've said about Julie Andrews, and now it's turned into I hate her.
Mary Poppins?
I don't.
You never saw Mary Poppins?
No.
Did you see, speaking of, well, we're sad.
Princess Diaries? Princess Diaries. What about that?
No. Nope.
Oh wow.
No
crowd.
Not me. I'm the biggest Julie fan ever.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's not until December, though, so I'm not talking about that.
Sorry. You are a friend to the stars. Is there some way we can get Julie to come in just for
okay, so her rep finally wrote me back this morning.
What did they say?
Because they have an AOL account, so I was like,
"Oh,
oh
wow.
My god!"
That's I didn't know if they were getting my messages, if I needed to send smoke signals,
right?
But they finally
contact her
back.
On Friendster, see if that'll work,
maybe. And so they're gonna, I think they're gonna send me your book, and then we'll see.
Oh,
so I'll see if I can drag her.
See
in.
See what you can do.
I mean, it's a story about a nun. So
don't waste your energy bringing her in here. Interview her yourself, where you'll do a better job.
I just want you to meet her and realize what everybody else realizes, which is she's just
magical.
A national treasure.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't say she wasn't.
Oh.
You said that.
Oh. She's so great. Jerry, I never ask a favor with the stars. I know you're friends with the stars, but this time for Wendy's sake, so they can just end the show business feud once and for all.
There is no show business feud. You've created it.
The beef.
Stuffing ball.
Squash the beef here. Okay, we'll see. We'll see what we can do. This is in December, so we have some time.
Yeah,
so
all right.
We'll I'm on
all
vacation right. in December, pretty much, so.
Yeah.
Are you going to structure your vacation around when she's in town so that you don't run into her here?
Maybe. You never know.
Raindrops on roses, Wendy. Whiskers on kittens. Come on. It's very upsetting. All right, Jer, who else that Wendy
some
hates?
More people. Elvis Costello, do you like him?
I love
just the
him.
Opposite.
Totally love him. November, where's he going to be?
November 22nd, Chicago Theater.
Damn, I got to go this time. He's been through a lot lately.
Has he?
Yeah.
Through a lot, meaning he's been to town
through,
a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been touring.
I thought he'd been
sounded like he's had, boy,
no, no.
The,
oh, yeah,
the
I guess.
Hardships of Elvis Costello.
He's been through town a lot, I guess I should have specified. Because he was just here, I feel like, last year.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he's
at the Chicago
pretty
Theater.
Often.
Yeah, I love
he
him.
Does come through. I've never.
I may look into that.
Jason Mraz, November 23rd.
I kind of like him.
He's great.
I like him.
Yeah, he's got
he's
two
really
nights.
Good.
Usually when they have two nights, they're, you know.
Deserves it.
Doing well. And then November 29th and the 30th, it's going to be Twas the Night Before, and it's by Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, that's.
So they're doing a Christmas show.
Right.
And
that looks really interesting. Did you see clips for this? There's commercials for it on TV
and
all the time.
That's at the Chicago Theater, too?
That's all at the Chicago Theater. So they have a lot of stuff. I mean, they're still getting
over
Madonna.
Boy, that's a busy month for them. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that Madonna thing.
Jer, explain this
to
me.
Yeah, did you go to see Madonna?
Well, so I was in Ireland, and they gave me a ticket last week when I was in Ireland. They go, okay, so you can go tomorrow night. And I'm like, I told you guys I could not come this week and come next week. And I think they wanted the press to come last week and talk about it.
Because, is this true that the shows would start really late and end really late? They would end
1:30.
At like 2 in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah, 1:30 in the morning.
That's true.
What's the point of that? Why would Madonna do that to her fans?
Because it's Madonna's world and we're all living in it.
Is that true?
I mean, I don't. She's. It's all about. I heard she rants the whole, like a long time about
a lot of
politics,
political rants. Yeah,
and it's all a lot of the new music, which people are not really into.
Yeah. Is she still in town?
No.
Okay, yeah. Then I can say this.
Oh, wait,
this.
She is
she's
still
in town? I won't say this.
Yeah, I thought she was done, but she's still going on, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I don't blame her, really, because you know what? People talked about it, that this is going to be a 10:30 show and mm-hmm. go till 1:30 or 2 in the morning. It's yeah. just more press, more pub, more it's
right.
more unusual.
And people freak out about the phones, but I don't really understand why. I mean, comedians have been cutting phones out for a while.
Well, where you have to leave it somewhere? That
no, they have a zip bag and then they unzip them when they come out. So there's not a wait line to get them checked. It's a bag that you have to have your phone, you know, turned off.
You're right.
In the bag, and
right.
then they seal it, and then
and they keep the bag with your phone in it.
No, you keep it.
Oh, okay.
It's on you.
Well, how but do
you
they know?
Just,
if
you just can't access it.
You can't open it because it's locked. It's
right.
got a lock thing.
But it could still yeah. ring while it was in the bag.
That's why you. They really. They tell you turn it off.
Turn it off.
Because yeah. they'll kick you out.
We. Right. Yeah.
I went. I took Michael to see Bob Dylan when he was in town, and they said everywhere no video, no pictures, no anything. And Goofy Michael saw some other person taking a picture of Bob Dylan, so he's like, "I'm just going to do it." And some lady came up and tapped him right on the shoulder and said, "Give me your phone." And Michael goes, "I can't give you my phone. I just can't do it. I'm sorry." Mm. And she's like, "Well, you're going to have to leave." And he goes, and he looked at me. I said, "He will not do it again. I'm sorry. We didn't know." Mm. And she gave him a second chance, but he could have been kicked out. They don't mess around with
yeah,
that.
No. So that's just what her decision was to do it. And
what was the biggest crowd pleaser of the Madonna set line? What was there one particular song that everybody just went, "Oh yay, San Pedro"?
I think she only did like 5 or 6 songs from what I heard.
What?
From the
really?
Ones that people would know, and it was all
oh,
new stuff.
Oh no,
that's what I heard. I mean, yeah. So
Jerry, if I don't get Papa Don't Preach, I'm walking.
You're
I
out.
Need that.
Like a virgin.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
I like Borderline. That is like one of my favorite.
Yeah.
You should do Borderline.
But they're not. These are not even like the pop versions. These are like acoustic stuff that she's
really.
Doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So has it been getting good reviews?
On the street, sometimes no. And then some people really enjoy the experience.
I read twice. I read the word self-indulgent.
Yeah. But it's a mixed review. I think that's why they wanted different press people to go.
Wait,
oh,
when you say acoustic, you mean like they're just
guitar.
Playing?
It's her and a guitar.
Oh.
That's
she's
it.
Playing the guitar?
She's been playing the guitar for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much were these tickets?
They're not cheap. Yeah, you had to be like in a lottery.
But
it was
if you
thing.
Loved Madonna, I think you'd still probably get into this show.
Yeah.
And because it's different than
it's like
what
Madonna
you're used
unplugged.
To.
Yes.
Yeah. And a lot of us have already seen her, you know, play the big stadiums and do all the
yeah.
different remixes and all of that. So I think some of the fans really did like that. And then some that were new, probably maybe their first time to go to Madonna.
Well, this was
this?
Not a good
this.
Show to go
yeah,
to.
Yeah. It's not a good first one.
Yeah.
You cannot be a virgin to Madonna
right.
and go to that one.
Who was her opening act?
I think it was just her.
Just her by herself?
Because she starts so late.
Rocco, her son.
Rocco came out? What did he
yeah.
do?
Mm.
Is he a big guitar player?
No.
Oh, doesn't matter.
Lourdes.
Lourdes, her daughter.
Oh,
she modeled.
Good. Yeah.
Rocco played guitar.
Yeah.
And
who else?
There was nothing
it's
for
like
Guy
the Partridge
Ritchie.
Family.
Is she still married to Sean Penn?
No, there was Guy Ritchie in between.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped my subscription to People Magazine, Jerry. I don't know who's
oh,
married
no.
to who anymore.
Well, that was a mistake.
Tell me about it.
So lots of other events. I mean, we have the Kris Kringle Market is coming November 15th.
That's fun.
Have you been there, Wendy?
I went to the one in Oak Brook.
All right, that one's good. But
yeah.
go to the one downtown.
It's crazy town.
You
feel huh?
like
really
you're
fun.
In Europe.
It's yeah. really, really super.
It's a lot
I
of
will.
Fun.
We're busy.
I'll
great
do that
food,
this year.
Great things to buy.
And I think are they still having the one at Wrigley Field too? Because they had a second one last
That's
year.
That's the Chris yeah. Bryant Market.
Very clever.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, so that's a
he
daily
He seems surprised that you'll say something funny.
Where did that come from?
Wow.
It was written down.
The zinger. So that's through December 24th. It's Daily Plaza.
Oh, I enjoy that immensely.
I do, too.
That's so much fun. But yeah. those people, a lot of them come from Europe to do this, and mm-hmm. they just, I mean, they're mm-hmm. away from their homeland for Christmas. That's the part that gets me sad.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's their choice, Bill. It's
I
okay.
guess it is. I guess.
Yeah, it's 55 vendors from around the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Well, that's the breaks. You know, you want to make the money.
Yeah.
You got to make a sacrifice.
It's really good.
Christmas Carol's coming back to the Goodman.
Mm.
You know, I mean, that's part of
that's the
tradition.
Best production.
That is a tradition
yep.
for people.
Who's so playing Scrooge now, does it say?
It's the same guy.
No, because the guy, what was his name? Bill something. He did it for like 25 or 30 years, and then he retired a few years ago. So
oh.
I know it's a different guy, but I don't know who it is.
You've been following the Scrooge for
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not really sure which
Birds
one
of a Feather.
Billy Deck? Is it Billy Deck playing Scrooge?
Yeah, I would pay so. A lot would, of money to be see great. That.
He would want to. I
bet he'd be great at it.
Yeah. He brings the celebrities around.
Kwame Raoul would play Scrooge. That would be good.
So this is going to be at the Goodman Theater. That is November 16th and going through December 29th.
Oh.
So that's a long, nice little run for that one.
Yeah.
Larry Yando is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, Larry Yando is? Yeah. Does it say the guy, it was Bill something that played him for like 30
Bill
years.
Hader?
No, it wasn't Bill Hader, Wendy. No.
They don't have a past.
No? All right.
I'll look for it for you. I'll call you over the weekend.
All right, please do.
There's been a lot of Scrooges around.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It's a sign of the times, Jer. It really is.
The breaks.
Yep.
Yeah. One of my favorite events, the Lux Home Chill at the Mart, is really one of my favorite
What is that?
Events. It is, so it's a fundraiser that they do, and they have the whole first floor of the Mart,
you know,
which has its own zip code. So we're talking a lot of room. And that is presented by Wine Spectator Magazine. So they're going to have all the wine samples and then all of the food samples. And it's a lot of food.
Oh, that sounds
Bill
good.
Bill Norris?
Bill Norris is the guy. He played Scrooge. Does it say for how many years?
No.
For years and years. He was the best.
Oh,
William Norris.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris's.
no relationship.
Okay. I'm trying to do your stick.
That was great. I'm very proud of that. That was spectacular.
I'm learning. It's taken me like 3 years.
You did great. So, can anyone go to this thing at the Mart, or is it a.
They'll have to get tickets.
Buy a ticket.
Yeah, because it is a fundraiser. It's the 13th annual chill event. So, it's been going on, and I've probably been to five of them, possibly.
Good stuff.
Yeah, November 14th, 6 to 8:30. I mean, the lines get a little crazy, so I
get there early. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
I'm going with Bill Norris, Wendy.
And like home design and stuff like that and design things or no?
It's in the showrooms, but it's a food and wine event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I want to shop there as well because they have pretty cool things.
So
beautiful.
Well, that one of a kind art festival is really great there.
That's great.
Like that. So
I love that.
There's a lot of.
Maybe Kim, you, me, and Julie Andrews can go to that.
That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It might actually be the weekend she's here.
Can't wait.
Oh, I got one that'll be up your alley. The Simon and Garfunkel story.
That sounds
cool. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Oh, okay. I got a good one.
What is it?
So Wednesday, November 20th, they're going to kick it off at Broadway and Chicago's Broadway Playhouse. And it's an immersive concert-style theater show.
Yeah.
And it's going to show the journey of, the duo.
Paul and Artie,
yes. And it's going to feature photos, original film footage, and a live band performing all their hits.
Oh, that'd be excellent.
So it's kind of like an experience.
Did they start as Tom and Jerry?
They were Tom and Jerry. Mm. Very good. Yes, that's so true. Does it mention at all that they are not fond of each other?
It doesn't say that.
But maybe. No.
Right. I didn't know they weren't fond. They weren't.
Not really keen on each other.
It ended ugly, right?
It ended ugly a couple of times. Okay. And one of the times they played at White Sox Park and I went to see them and I was right up front and you could see them just glaring at each other several times.
Ooh,
like,
really?
This is the part where I do this. Don't do that. There was a lot of that when you were up close.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of glaring.
I mean, it's so sad that they've had.
They sound so great together.
Yeah. That'll be us someday.
Sooner, more
like tomorrow.
Later,
don't do that.
Yeah.
Do not.
If
do
Julie
that.
Andrews comes in this room, that's what's going to happen.
All hell will break loose.
Oh no,
Jer, we must say goodbye to you. Aww. But it sounds like a lot of big stuff coming to Chicago in the next month.
Yeah, and then it's going to continue with my next segment. We'll really kick more Christmas
for Christmas
and stuff.
Excellent.
Like that.
Great
Where
to
do
see
we
you.
Follow you? NunOnTheRun.com.
Yes, NUNN on the run.
Thank you for being here, Kim. Thanks for hanging out. We'll come back and then close up everything. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.